Father God, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again in the name of Jesus, repenting of every sin that I committed knowingly or unknowingly within my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to forgive me, creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. Take me out of the flesh, Heavenly Father, and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Now, Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. Just pleading the blood of Jesus over these airways today, Lord God. I plead the blood of Jesus over everyone that has entered this line for this service on today, Lord God. I'm asking you to cover this service in the blood of Jesus Christ. Lord, and I pray that, Father, not my will, but thy will be done, Lord. I'm asking you to speak, Lord God, Father, because your people need a word from you, Lord. And I'm asking you, Lord God, to speak, Lord God, to those things that's concerning your people in this hour, in this season. Father, hallelujah. Lord, we just honor your presence, Lord. We honor your presence, hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. We say thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for coming to see about us today, Lord. Lord, we just glorify your name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name, Lord, for thy name is above every name. You said, in the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. He said, every tongue shall confess. Ooh, we praise your name, Lord. Glory to God. Give me 1 second. The Spirit of God is dealing with me about something and I need to. Hallelujah. Go shende harash de koraha. Yatohon yaha. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give me 1 second, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Kierabokote sere krishna harahri. Kundo shoto kuraha. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. All right. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. If you have your Bibles, go to Zephaniah chapter 3. Glory to God. I'm going to start at, Zephaniah chapter. Yeah, my. Ooh, the Holy Spirit said, tell my people I'm coming. Ekona na seri. Koshula karahni. Ile konda. He said, I've heard thy cry. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, I've heard thy cry. Hallelujah. Bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Ooh, give God the glory. Hallelujah. That is due to his name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let's start at verse 9. For then when I turn to the people of pure language, that they may all call upon the name of the Lord to serve him with one consent. For beyond the rivers of Ethiopia, my supplicants, even the daughter of my dispersed, shall bring my offering. In that day shalt thou not be ashamed for all thy doings, wherein thou hast transgressed against me. For then I will take away out of the midst of thee them that rejoice in thy pride, and thou shalt no more be haughty because of my holy mountain. I will also leave in the midst of thee an afflicted and poor people, and they shall trust in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, neither shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and lie down, and none shall make them afraid. Sing, O daughter of Zion, shout, O Israel, be glad and rejoice with all the heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgments, he hath cast out thy enemy. The king of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil any more. In that day it shall be said to Jerusalem, fear thou not, and to Zion, let not thy hands be slack. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. I will gather them that are sorrowful for the solemn assembly who are of thee, to whom the reproach of it was a burden. Behold, at that time I will undo all that afflict thee, and I will save her that halted, and gather her that was driven out, and I will get them praise and fame in every land where they have put to shame. At that time will I bring you again, even in the time that I gather you, but I will make you a name and a praise among all people of the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. Okay, I'm gonna read it in the basic. King Danda si Kandaria do Sabakari. Telere kotasha. Father, let thy kingdom come. Hallelujah. Let thy will be done Set us free, Father, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that all that may hear this word, Lord God, will be free by your word, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you to wash us by the water of your word and by the regeneration of your Holy Spirit. I'm asking you to renew a right spirit in everyone that hear this word, oh God. Father, I'm asking that you will bring your people back to you, Father, in the name of turn the children, Lord God, back to you, Father. We just praise you in the name of Jesus. It says, for then I will give the people a clean language so that they may all make prayer to the Lord and be his servants with one mind. From over the rivers of Ethiopia and from sides of the north, they will come to me with an offering. In that day, you will have no shame on account of all the things in which you did evil against me. For then I will take away from among you those who were lifted up in pride, and you will no longer be lifted up with pride in my holy mountain. But I will still have among you a quiet and poor people, and they will put their faith in the name of the Lord. The rest of Israel will do no evil and say no false words. The tongue of deceit will not be seen in their mouth, for they will take their food and their rest, and no one will be a cause of fear to them. Make melody, O daughter of Zion. Give a loud cry, O Israel. Be glad and let your heart be full of glory, of joy, O daughter of Jerusalem. Hallelujah! Sikora bullshit. The Lord has taken away those who were judging you. He has sent your haters far away. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is among you. You will have no more fear of evil. In that day it would be said in Jerusalem, have no fear, O Zion. Let your hands be feeble. Let not your hands be feeble. Hallelujah. The Lord your God is among you. The Lord your God is among you as a strong savior. He will be glad over you with joy. He will make his love new again. He will make a song of joy over you as in the time of a holy feast. I will take away your troubles, lifting up your shame from off of you. See, at that time, I will put an end to all who have been troubling you. I will give salvation to her whose steps are uncertain, and get together her who has been sent in flight. And I will make them a cause of praise and an honored name in all the earth. When I let their fate be changed, at that time, I will make you come in. At that time, I will get you together, for I will make you a name and a praise among all the peoples of the earth. When I let your fate be changed before your eyes, says the Lord. The Lord thy God is calling his people. Woo, glory to God. For we have an enemy of our souls. The Lord is gonna visit his people. He's gonna visit his people. Oh, dasere raha. Ilo rashiblahri niloro de kanjiri. The kondiya bahati ala haki and the hoshana hati and the hoto. Yulio koshi and the ho. Oh, I hear you, Holy Spirit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Lord said, I hear your cries. I hear your prayers. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah. He said, I should begin to move in the midst of Elio. Glory to his name. Lord, we just praise you. We praise you, Father. We praise you. Hallelujah. Magnify the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God, exalt his holy name. Hallelujah. Thine is the kingdom. Power. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we praise you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, Lana Neshiti and the Ha. Glory to his name. The Spirit of God wants you to know that the things that you've been praying about, he said he's getting ready to bring a deliverance. Yes, Shoko Rashiti Kindioro Kondaha. Ile Reshine Kondaha. But you know, he's promising this to his people. And if you would look at, I just read it. Job chapter 5 verse 19 says, he shall deliver thee in 6 troubles, yea, in 7 there shall no evil touch thee. Psalm 91 verse 3 says, surely he shall deliver thee from the snare of the fowler and from the noise and pestilence. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13 says, there hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man, but God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but with the temptation also make a way to escape, that you may be able to bear it. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 18 says, and the Lord shall deliver me from every evil work, and will preserve me unto his heavenly kingdom, to whom be glory forever and ever. And amen. There's a verse I want to read right quick. Let me go there. Eko sabarahri shalokro mihi. In Hebrews chapter 2 verse 15 it says, and deliver thee from the deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So you got to understand, God is going to deliver his people. In 2 Peter chapter 2 verse 9 it says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation, and to reserve the unjust until the day of judgment to be punished. If you go back and you look at when we first started out in Zephaniah, let me go back to where I was because I want to read that again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. If you look at what he, in verse 15, he said, the Lord has taken away those who were judging you. He has sent your haters far away. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is among you. You will have no more fear of evil. And if you go back to the King James, it says, the Lord hath taken away thy judgment. He hath cast out thy enemy. The King of Israel, even the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt not see evil anymore. Hallelujah. In verse 16, it says, in that day it will be said to Jerusalem, have no fear, O Zion. Let not your hands be feeble. The Lord your God is among you as a strong Savior. He will be glad over you with joy. He will make his love new again. He will make a song of joy over you as in the time of a holy feast. I will take away your troubles, lifting up your shame from off of you. See, at that time I will put an end to all who have been troubling you. God is promising his people who have been persevering, has been going through, because they've been persevering, and you've had many attacks. You've had many things to happen to you because you were serving the Lord with all your heart and all your mind. And you've had haters. You know, the scripture says that there was going to be haters of those who do good. And so he's saying here in this verse, he said, I will put an end to all who have been troubling you. This is a promise from the Lord. And so the Lord is saying, you know, keep your trust in me. Hallelujah. He's like, keep on praying. Keep seeking my face. He said, he said, I will give salvation to her whose steps are uncertain and get together her who has been sent in flight. And I will make them a cause of praise and an honored name in all the earth when I let their fate be changed. God is like, I'm going to change your fate. He's like, no matter what the enemy is doing, he said, because I told you that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against you in judgment, you shall utterly condemn it. He's like, I'm going to bring deliverance in your life. He's like, I'm going to deliver you and set you free. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You got to understand that God is going to set you free. And he wants you to understand that he has a divine favor over your life. That no matter what the enemy is trying to do, no matter how he's trying to destroy you, the Spirit of God said that I'm there with you. He's like, I'm walking with you. He's like, I see everything and I know everything. And so he promises favor to his people. Glory to God. It because when you have pleased the Lord, God knows. He knows what we have need of. He knows what we have need of. And so when he sat down here, he said, I'm going to deliver you from these things. And so you got to understand those who have been pleasing God, there's a characterization of this. And so when you look at Proverbs 16:7, it says, when a man's ways please the Lord, he make it even his enemies to be at peace with him. So, you know, the Lord said there's coming a time when he's going to do those for those who stand in his, this pressing forward, just continue to press into his presence, into Akirocha, begin to just continue to press into his presence. And so in Matthew 3:17, it says, and lo, a voice from heaven saying, this is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased. These are characteristics of those who are pleasing. Jesus pleased the Father. And so the Father began to speak on his behalf, just like the Father is saying, I am yet speaking on your behalf. For those who have been pleasing me, that's been seeking my face. And so in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4, it says, but as we were allowed of God to be put in trust with the gospel, even so we speak not as pleasing men, but God was trying our hearts. If you're somebody that's made up in your heart that you was going to please God more than anybody else in this earth, including yourself, you know, God sees those things. He knows those things. You know, God is not man. He sees what's in our heart. He knows what's in our hearts. And the Bible says that our heart is desperately wicked. We know not within it, but God knows what's in our heart. You know, God knows what we're going to do before we do it. Because he said he made the end before he made the beginning. But he said, I'm promising you that I'm going to deliver you. That I'm going to remove the very thing that's been troubling you. And so, God, this is the word he wanted to give today. He wanted me to let the people know today that he's like, I'm going to remove that thing that is troubling you. And he said, I'm not a man that I should lie, nor the son of man that I shall repent. But if I spoke it, I should do it. If I said it, I shall perform it. And so the Lord said, he wants you to be very sure today that he will never leave you nor forsake you. He wants you to be very sure that even when you've gone through things in this season where it seemed like you was all by yourself, he said you were never alone. He was like, I've been right there. And so he's wanting you to know that these things that he's going to, that your fate is going to change. That's what he's saying in verse 19. That he's going to cause these things to change. He's going to put an end to himself to some things. So keep seeking the face of God. Keep Keep yourself before the presence of the Lord. God hears you. The Bible lets us know that when we are weak, yet he is strong. He knows the weak areas of your life. He knows the things that are troubling you. He knows the things that the enemy has sent, the messages of Satan that's been sent to trouble you. He knows those things. God sees everything. Hallelujah. That's why we must continue to trust in God. You got to trust that God is going to bring his word to pass in your life. God don't wish for none of us to perish. He wants us to come unto him. That's why he said, come unto me. You know, he tells us to come unto him if we're weary. He tells us that he's going to give us rest. He tells us to take his yoke upon us. But his yoke is easy now, and his burdens are light. He just want to minister to his people on today. He wants his people to know that he's going to turn these things around for you. He's going to meet you. And he's gonna remove those things that's troubling that you may be able to praise his name. But you gotta praise even in the midst of it. Just because it don't look like a certain way or it don't feel a certain way. He didn't tell us about how it looks or how it feels, but he says that praise is coming to the upright. And so sometimes when you feel like you can't do anything else, you gotta lift your hands before him. You got to give him a praise in the midst of it and know that God is in control. I don't care how bad it looks. I don't care what it looks like, what it sounds like. He said, trust in me. He said, for I have never failed you. He said, I'm not going to fail you. He's like, you can trust in me. That's why he tells us to put our trust in no man, for they shall soon fail us. That means even ourselves, not to put trust even in our own self. But trust in the name of the Lord. Trust in God. And stand upon your watch and see God do what he says he's going to do. There's a lot of things going on in our world around us right now. And the Lord said, even though all these things are going on, he said, find your hiding place in me. He's like, I want to hear from you. He said, because I have an answer. I have an answer. Father, we just thank you for your word. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Once again, I come repent of every sin that I've committed knowingly and unknowingly. Whether it's in my thoughts, my words, my actions, and my deeds. I'm asking you, Father God, to forgive me. To create in me a clean heart and renew in me a right spirit. I'm asking you, Lord, to take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Father God, cause your people to be able to see that, Lord, you are with them and that you're going to deliver them out of all their troubles, Lord. That you're going to deliver them from the very thing that is troubling them, Lord. That they may be free to serve you. And we just praise you in advance for it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to Prophetess Junior. I don't know if God gave her something as I was going forth or not, but if not, then she's going to give you the announcement. And after she do that, then I'll come back and I'll pray for everybody's tithes and offerings.
Good evening, everyone. Can you all hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. As you all know, members paying your tithes and your offerings. Also, visitors on the line. As you would if we were inside the building giving an offering, I'm asking that you all will go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button to be able to do that. Also, visitors on the line today, if you would like to give Pastor a love offering, you can text her at 214-507-3626. Again, that's 214-507-3626. She'll forward the information to you to be able to do that. Also, members, if you have purpose in your heart, as I have, to do your seed every week, you know the avenue to be able to do that. I'm asking now that you go, that members go ahead and do your tithes and your offerings if you haven't done them, and go ahead and do your seed, because Pastor's getting ready to pray over the tithes and the offerings. And I thank you all. Oh, also, those of you who have not completed your PA for 2023, you can continue to pay on that. You can go ahead and start on the next year if you like. But if you like to go ahead and complete the rest of the year out, still paying towards something on your 2023, you know, I think that would be a good thing to do. Thank you.
Okay, I'm getting ready.
All right, I'm getting ready to pray for everybody's tithes and offerings. Father God, I just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly or unknowingly, was in my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds. I'm asking you, Lord, to forgive me, creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. I'm asking you to take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. Now, Father, I ask that even in the corner of the heist, I'm asking you, Lord God, as you're sure. I just combine the spirit of fear, because you didn't give us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind, Lord. And Father, someone on this line is fearing for what's going on, Lord God. And I asked you in the name of Jesus that you would send your peace, Father, for you said you would sanctify us holy in your peace, Lord God. Now, Father, I pray that, Father God, that you will provide for everyone that on this line, Lord God, as they paid their tithes and their offerings into you. You said that we could, as we brought our tithes and our offering to the storehouse, that there be meat in your house. You told us to prove you. Now, here we said, the Lord of hosts, if you will not open the windows of heaven and pour us out a blessing that we will not have room to receive. Now, Father, we come proving you today at your word, Lord. There's some people that's on the line, Lord God, that's paying their tithes and their offerings, Lord God, that have some situations in their life financially, Lord. And I'm asking you for a turnaround, Lord God. I'm asking you for some of them mercy and grace, God, because to be honest, some folks have not done their finances the right way, Lord. And so I'm asking you, Lord God, to forgive us, Lord God, for not seeking your face on how to spend our money, Lord. Yes. And so, Lord, we ask you in the name of Jesus that you will turn it around for your people, Lord God, and that you'll give them money from places that they did not expect it, and that you give them crazy favor in areas where they need it, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, just because your God, just because you're God all by yourself, and because we're asking, Lord God. Lord, I'm thanking you right now, Lord God. We just praise you, Lord God, for the intercessors who are on the line, Lord God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you will bless the intercessors, oh God, for they have been praying, Lord God, for others, oh God, to see recovery happen for others. Now, Father, recover for them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, touch their bodies from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, from the soles of their feet to the crown of their head, God. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, even as they've been obedient to you and they poured out in the love of the love of God out, Lord God, towards your people, we ask that you will bless your people in the name of Jesus. We just want to say thank you, Lord. We say thank you for everything that you've done, Lord. We thank you for everything you're getting ready to do in their lives, Lord God. We thank you right now for dispatching your warring angels all around your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a change coming, God. We just pray even now that you would dispatch your warring angels all around the United States of America, God. Lord, we ask that you will guide the leaders of this country, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, that you will cause them to hear what the Spirit of God has to say, Lord God, and let the big church begin to rise up and pray, God, like we've never prayed before, God, until we see your kingdom come, until we see your will being done, even in Israel, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a manifestation of your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you right now, Lord God, to forgive us of our sins, oh God, now, because America has sinned against you, Lord God. And Lord God, we've done things that you have not told us to do, Lord God, and we put our hands to things we had no business putting my hands to, Lord. But Lord, I'm asking for forgiveness, Father, in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you for turnaround, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you to watch over our children, cover our children in the blood of Jesus Christ, Lord God. Lord, we ask that you will sanctify them, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask that you begin to move every hindrance out of the way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Watch your people, God. Father God, send that person that needs some money right now. Send them finances right now, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, for those who've seeded into my life, you said whatever we give in the name of a prophet, we receive a prophet's reward. So, Father, I speak a prophet's reward over them today, Lord God. Whatever it is that they stand in need of, oh God, I'm asking that you'll do it, Lord God. Where there was a door closed, I'm asking you to open up another, Lord God. You told us that as we seek, we will find. If we knock the door, we open it to us. We thank you even now that we are the shiloko needs that they that their needs are being met right now, supernaturally, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for healing in their soul, God, in the name of Jesus. I pray for restoration, Lord God, in their lives, Father, in the name of Jesus. I don't know who this is that's seeking for a job, but Lord, I'm asking you to open the door for them, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, they have been having a lot of resistance. So, God, what the Lord said for one of the people that's in my spirit, he said, the reason why you have resistance is because you're not a faith tithe payer. He's like, you need to pay your tithes and your offerings. He said, because wherein have you robbed me in your tithes and your offering? He's like, you want me to do for you, but you're not trusting in the name of the Lord. You can't go by what you see. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So, you know, you can't go by what you see. You got to trust in God and you have to do what the Lord is telling you to do. So we just begin to speak the favor of God over your people's life. And we pray even now that you will begin to open the doors for them in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I praise God for you. If you have a prayer request, you can text your prayer request in to 214-507-3626. Again, it's 214-507-3626. And we will be praying for you. We are looking for God to move in people's lives in this hour. And I speak peace over you. I love you in the name of Jesus Christ. And I'm ending the call.